True. Cliffay are really good. Good evening and welcome to the Village of Carmack's council meeting for January 6, 2006. I'd like to respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional territory of the Little Sam and Carmack's First Nation. And happy new year to all. It's 7 o'clock. I'll call a meeting to order. We do have an in camera to add to the agenda. If somebody would like to make a motion.
Make a motion that we adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And the adoption of the meeting of December 16th, 2025.
I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes of the meeting of December 16th.
Do you have a second?
I'll second it.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Moving along. Seeing any delegations here. Correspondence, Arbor Webster regarding vehicle disposal.
Yeah, so following the last meeting, I sent her the about the vehicle disposal, how we can start taking. So she said, first we have to put in the bylaw and connect the urban auto recycling. So I sent them the email and follow up, but I didn't hear back anything due to holidays on here. But it's, yeah, we are following up with them. Once they let us know the fees or how much it will cost us, then we can add into the fees for the bylaw.
Okay. So, like what we discussed about having the line item there presented, but there won't
No.
be a fee attached to it yet till we get information from them.
From them.
Okay.
Well, it will be all the, we have to see how much it is costing us.
Right.
So don't overcost us, basically.
Any other comments, counselor?
I think that's a fine idea.
And then in the bylaw, they have, fluids drained, blah, blah, blah.
Did it say anything about the e-vehicles?
Nothing yet. I just sent them the email for connecting. I already asked Barbara if she can also connect, help connect with them.
Okay.
I would suggest we don't.
Yeah.
They're just too risky.
E and hybrid
Yeah, just
for
so that we
now.
get the information so that we can
Yeah.
put that in there where they can do that in the e-code. Okay. Thank you, Arbor. Council activity reports. Council answer.
I thoroughly enjoyed the fireworks on New Year's Eve. Thank you very much to the fire department and to Viren for his drone coverage so that the fire department could see what it looks like. And looking forward to new things in the new year with a new teammate, a new CAO, a strategic plan,
Yes.
going places this year. Looking forward to it. Thank you, like counselor.
Council Rachel.
I've got nothing to report. I'm looking forward to the new year.
Council Wheeler.
I did not enjoy the cold snap that we had. did enjoy the fireworks. That was wonderful. I voted in advance poll, and I request a new calendar, please.
Problem.
That's it. Do you want me to print some for you?
You have the small one?
Yeah, I can print them.
Maybe just email me and
Okay.
can see my print.
Well, it's we get it through our SharePoint, so I don't suppose I can email you. Like, I'll just print it, bring it to the next meeting if that's fine with everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
It comes in handy.
Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. Yeah, my report also, I did help with the fireworks, and we've been busy at the fire hall, kind of organizing things with the team and what to expect with a bunch of new gear. Yeah, I just want to point out, give a thank you to the community for during that cold snap, the helping people, the helping hands to the neighbors, to the friends, to the families. It really goes, unsaid that it's a community effort around here. I don't have anything else to add other than, we'll have a great new year 2026, and looking forward the CAO interim report from Prince.
Okay. So next council meeting will be January 20th, 2026, regarding the project updates for the half funding. We did get all the building permits for the required like 10-9 units before 31st. So they are all eligible for the 7,500 bonus grant. And we are just preparing the checks, or we already did send them the check. So hopefully they will begin their construction coming summer and will be finished by 2027. Yeah, and Jane, Mark, and I are working on with the CMHC regarding the yearly reporting. So we will have everything ready by next Monday. I'm working on website, just post all the milestones that we achieve and success stories. There is just only one right now, but we'll have many more. And other than that, that's everything for this project. And this pay scale, it's like at code and game on December 22nd. So we'll follow up with them again. Hopefully they'll gain say end of this month when they do the readings and see you to call back. So this project is just on the waiting line.
Okay. You're following up with the project manager through YTG.
They released them.
Yeah, David. Okay.
Yes. And Fire Smart project, the following the RFP process, the project will be awarded to one of the successful applicant. I already sent them the notification, didn't heard anything back from them. So as soon as they'll get, we'll sign, let them sign the contract and they can start work anytime.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Sorry,
Okay.
again. It was only a few days of quietly.
Yeah.
That was
Thank you, Prince. Finance report, Annette.
Okay, thanks. This one. Yeah, there wasn't much to the 2 months. Okay, so I'm working, you can see that for sure, on the bank regs for like the last month of December. And then once I'm done with that, I can roll over our accounting program to the new year. I've attached the income statement for the whole year and also the expenses for December. And then, like we know, we did work on the budget. And we approved our provisional budget, which seems to be all complete. And like CEO said, we awarded or will be awarding the FireSmart contract. And we have like the checks have been sent out for the half like the bonus grant yesterday, and one applicant already cashed it. I saw today, so it's, which is good. They need it to start. Yes, and there's nothing else for the month of December.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Does anybody have any questions for that? Or
you. Yeah, sure. The
the clock.
and it comes to.
The payment to Elevator Yukon, is that the entire fee charged for the
CAO work he did
That's
in
a
hiring?
second. That's a second
Second.
invoice.
For the same amount, I can't
Yes.
remember. Thank you.
Total was 4,500.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Didn't think that was very much.
Do we need a motion to
We can submit it.
File the something.
Payables.
Yeah. Make a motion to file the tables in checker.
We have a seconder.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. Okay, so we have the PNW report. PW report, public works report.
We don't have that on.
Mm-hmm. He's going to pull it up on the screen here. Thank you, Jen's public works manager. He's just giving us update on water treatment plant, arena. Says opening schedule activities, still having problems with the day. Heating tank need to fill manually. Parts have arrived at budget plumbing and need to be installed. That's for the rec center, I thought. Yeah, rec building.
Yeah,
specifically.
Yeah, that says your arena is operating normal. Seems to not jive with what the rec director reports.
And maybe Prince, you could look into obviously. The operation of the arena, maybe it could be broken down into like what parts of the facility and maybe not just generalized. It might help a little bit better.
Maybe.
Yeah. Landfill, obviously they've needed to shut down for a few days for the extreme cold, still waiting for ATCO to connect the new building. I know they had troubles with the existing building, with the heat during that cold. Just with the big man door. Yeah, so. Flexion system, manhole inspections were conducted. We flushed some key points. Yeah. Also reinstalled.
Was there any like sewer freezing or anything that reported?
Not that I'm seeing here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Duplex operating normal parameters. Equipment, one of our equipment broke down due to cold snap. The Kubota. Recycling center. Sorting, shredding, baling system are partly operational. Furnace broken down. This is what we were talking about. So I know the contractor was there today. Jens was saying. Full fire hall. All systems and services are functioning smoothly, no issues reported. New fire hall. The propane froze over the holidays, but it's back in normal operation. Admin building, all systems services operating fine. Public workshop, I know they had a few things there. Equipment had an issue with the furnace. It's been resolved. I did help them resolve that. So streets, we are doing snow clearing and sanding. Obviously, we're expecting to get some more snowfall. Thank you to Jens and Public Works for continuing to strive for the best outcome for the village. All right, moving on to a recreation report from Chanel Johnny. So December's council report for 2025. December was an extremely busy and cold month, which significantly impacted the arena operations. So we might get some more breakdown of what's going on. Reports, yeah, Councilor Hanson. As prolonged cold snaps cause frozen infrastructure, mechanical issues, and increased fuel usage, which the arena faced ongoing challenges. The recreation site maintained stable with little to no issues over the Christmas break. So this goes into the arena freeze up on January 2nd. All water in the arena is frozen. Extreme cold and fuel usage, very difficult to keep warm. Fuel consumption has increased significantly due to sustained extreme cold. So obviously some building envelope and things to look at there. Men's washroom in the arena. Prior to freeze up, water froze in the pipes, causing both urinals to burst and spray water throughout the washroom. Urinals remain out of order and unusable. Repairs and freezing prevention measures are required. Yeah, Zamboni room, drainage issues. Looks like, yeah, water has been coming up through the floor, has frozen due to the cold, creating an ice buildup along the back of the skating rink. Staff are closely chipping away at the ice as conditions allow. Arena elevator. The arena elevator is currently out of order due to cold-related mechanical issues and is moving extremely slow, and the doors take several seconds to open. Creating a safety and accessibility concern. In-floor heating. The arena's in-floor heating system is not functioning and requires repair. So a lot of things are adding up to be a bit of a major thing I'm reading here. Recreation facility updates, general operation. Recreation site maintained good condition throughout the Christmas break. They did a great job with all their parties and functions. I know I attended some, but little to no issues reported there. Building upgrades needed. The recreation side requires paint upgrades, washer repairs, flooring improvements, sink and plumbing upgrades. Continuing here. Fuel tank sensors. The rec fuel tank sensor requires replacement. Budget plumbing advised the sensor should be arriving soon. Repairs are expected shortly. The system is currently operating in a manual mode. This is what relates to what Jens was saying in his report. Switching to automatic mode will cause a fuel overflow. Water fountains, the rec fountains require replacement. Quote has been requested from budget plumbing, also not yet been received. Staff will continue to follow up. Fuel monitoring, Jerison continues to come in twice daily, monitoring morning and evening to manually refill the monitor for the fuel tank and ensure safe operations. Programming, community engagement. Elders Christmas trip to Whitehorse. Elders Christmas trip to Whitehorse was a success with 11 elders participating. Fireworks display. Fireworks were delivered to CarMax on Monday, December 29th, and the fireworks show was a great success as well received by the community. Children's programming and facilities. Staff have been extremely busy managing the books, maintaining cleaning schedules, and ensuring children's programs continue smoothly throughout December. Operations and staffing challenges. Staff have been working to obtain contractor quotes required for funding applications for repairs and upgrades. This has been challenging due to the delay response of lack of communication from contractors causing delays in the application process. Sad to hear. General notes from Chanel. Extreme cold weather has placed significant strain on the arena infrastructure, resulting in a full water freeze up, frozen plumbing. She's already kind of just told us what's going on there. But thank you for the update, Chanel. Hopefully, we're getting some of these things resolved as we move forward.
Mr. Pete.
Association of Yukon Communities Representative Councillor Wheeler.
I got the thing.
Moving on to bylaws, seeing none. New and unfinished business, seeing none. Question period, anything from the public and gallery? Or at this point, I could ask councillors if you've heard any concerns. Please let Prince know, or be able to share them with us, or we're not. But from what I see, is everybody's trying to help each other out right now, and you know, hopefully, we get some of these other bigger issues fixed. And we'll need a motion to go in camera.
I'll make a motion to go in camera. 7:20.
Thank you.
Thank you for your pen. Thank you for your